Mifnei Shu Sofik, because the Sofik Yevecheresh has enough das that the Truma is Chal Medirais or not. The Drashula Teitzi Lechulin, Vevi Truma Les Elazarim. It's Truma that has Kedusha, that a Zar, someone that's not a coin, is not allowed to eat it. But a Koporim is only a Sofik. The Yachs of Yitrim Apikech Acheris. But what the Eitzer is, again, be termed a second time. Why Shu Sofik? Idas Lulosehi Eloi. Because according to Rabbi Lez, it's a suffix if a cherish's das is called a good das or not. Rabbi Yitzchak vade lekot in yoyiv lein to lav ba mitzvasu. For loy lecherish, the suffix chai be mitzvasu. It's according to Rabbi Yitzchak, avade, since the cherish is a suffix, gives mechui be mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Lez. So you can't give it to a cherish, because maybe his das is enough das, and he's over in Isidir Isa. Mashenki lekot in a zicha potter midir Isa. So it's better to give it to the cotton, he should carry your kiss home, than give it to a cherish. That's according to Rebbe Lezer. So the Gemara Kiti Boloch, but where's my Shaila? Aliba the Rabbonin. I have a Shaila though according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Tanan. Rabbonin learned, Chamisha lo yitroimu. There are five people that they should not take off Trumas Amaisis. The Imtormu, let's say they did take off Trumas Amaisis, the Locheras ain't Trumas and Truma. It's not Chal at all, their Truma. If they have no Din Midiraisa to make Trumas Amaisis. Eluhain, these are the five people. A Cherish has no Das Midiraisa. A Shaita has no Das. He's Potam in a Mitzvah. The Kotan, a Kotan is Potam in a Mitzvah. He can't make Truma. The Aturim and Shainish Aloy, even if you're a Ben Das. But if you take off Trumas from somebody else's Paris, you are not the Bailam of the Paris, you have no din to take off Truma. Truma, only the Bailam can take off Truma. Or else if the Bailam makes a Shliach, somebody else will do it for him, he makes you a Shliach, then you could do it. But without Midas Balabayis, you're not going to take off Truma for the Balabos. Vinochri, Shetorah Mashal Yisrael, Afilu Brishusai, and if a Goy takes off Trumas and Maisris on Yiddish Paris, even if the Bailam, the Yisrael, the owner, told the Goy, go take off Trumas and Maisis for you, ain't Trumas and Truma. The Truma is not Chal at all. So according to the Rabbonin, a Cherish's Truma is not Chal at all. So Mela, according to the Rabbonin, we have a Shiloh. If you have a Cherish in front of you, and you have a Kotan in front of you, which one of the two should you let him carry a kiss home for you on Shabbos?
Mai.
What?
Why didn't we ask before a Shoyta the Kotan?
We said before, Kloa, cotton is better, we said. Say, give it to a shaita. That's Pita, shaita. Cotton is better. This is a cherish, not a shaita. A cherish is, but we spoke out before, a cherish is better than a shaita. A shaita is the worst. A cherish is better. A shaita has more das than a shaita. A cherish. So, Shal, who's better? We'll soon say, is a cherish or a cotton better? But a shaita is zikha, he'd give it to a shaita. He's like out of the picture. That's more my. Le cherish, yoyev, le should he give it to a cherish? Why? The cotton, also the cloud das. The cotton has the maila call upon him that he will come lechal das. That's why the Torah give it to the cherish now, because the cherish will never come lechal das. I do more the cotton yovli. The other side is now give it to a cotton. The cherish also lachlufi begodol pekeich, because the cherish you could make a mistake. He doesn't look that modno. You may make a mistake that he's a godol pekeich. So if you give it to a cherish, people will think who are then you allowed to give it to a normal person, which that would be an issue deraisim. Mashal by a shaita, you don't have this gezeira. A shaita, everybody knows he's a shaita, he's nikir, he's a shaita, so people won't come to mistake him. If they see you give it to a shaita, who are then you give it to a normal person? A shaita you don't make mistakes with. Mashenki in a cherish doesn't look that abnormal. So mele a shayat osla chlufi come to make a mistake. If you give it to a cherish, maybe you think you're going to give it to a godel, pikeach. So that's the shayla, this is the shayla, which one is better? Is it better to give it to a cotton or give it to a cherish? Is Ika the army, some say, the cherish yoivle, give it to the cherish. Why? Because since the cotton will have das eventually, he's more choshev. And Ika the army, some say, no, the cotton yoivle, give it to a cotton. Why? Because that's where we had. That if you give it to a cherish, people will mistake you and think you're allowed to give it to a godel also. See Rashi? Aliba the Rabban of the Yamri, lav daitat lusahi. They hold no, that a cherish is das is not 100% clear. Olinyan mitzvah sarek cotton. The gate chiyuvim midiraisa a cherish is potem in a mitzvah. Just like a cotton is potem in a mitzvah. For torah meshenish loy b'loy rishus. If you make truma on somebody else's peris without the bailam's rishus, it's not chal the truma. The chesed because the pasuk says tfuah zarecha. It has to be zarecha. It has to belong to you. For cherish shayt to the cotton. The chesed v'shiyedvenu liboy. The pasuk says who to make of truma your leiv. Sheyesh loy leiv lis nadev. Pashash Mishalmi. Mashenk and a cher shoyte v'kodin. Their lave is their das is not called das midiraisim. They don't have a lave to make trumas and isis. Yeah. And by a goy, Mashenka would tell a goy to do it. Afilu the Bailim tells the goy to take off Shumas and Maestras, still it's not chal. Afilu Bashus. The Shlichus, Mehechis Rabbi, how do we know there's a Pasha of Shlichus? You could tell somebody to do something from you. We learn that from this Pasha of Truma, Michain Terimo Gam Atim. And we dash in Gam, Larabish Luchachim. Just like the Bailim to take off Shumas and Maestras, you can make a Shliach for you to take off Shumas and Maestras. And we dash in Ma Atem B'nei Bris. Just like you, the Bailim is a Yisrael. You're a B'nei Bris. You're a Yid. Ashtuchachem B'nei Bris. Any Shliach to do something for you could only be a Yisrael. But you're not allowed to make a Goy a Shliach. There's no Din Shlichus to a Goy. A Goy is Lav Ba Shlichus. So if we tell the Goy to take up Trumas and Maisis for you, it's not Chal the Trumas and Maisis. Right. So the Gemara Koponim, Ein Shom Loi Nochri, V'loi Chamor, V'loi Cherish, V'loi Shoyta, V'loi Koton, Mai. What's going to be, mamish, the person is walking home late Friday, alone? He has nobody with him. There's no goy in sight. There's no chamor. There's no chereshet v'kot. Nobody. What should the guy do? He has his wallet here, and we're afraid now if we don't find some eitz of him to be able to get his wallet home safe, we're afraid he's going to come to carry it home on Shabbos. We don't want that to happen. So what other eitzer is there if your mamish left alone and nobody to turn to? What other eitzer do we have for you to be able to get your money, your wallet home safe? So the Gemara Omer Rebbe Yitzchok. Oid acheres hoisa. There was taken another heter. There's another way of carrying it home. That midiraisi not over any yisurim. It's only an issur derabbanan. And vice versa, v'lo rotzach chachom legloisa. Mitchilu derabbanan do not want to be megala tell us this heter. As there is another way to do it, but the rabbanan were afraid to tell us this heter. So Rashi oid acheres hoisa takana lekis latiloi. There's another way how to get your kiss home safe on Shabbos. No, the rabbanan didn't want to tell us. Didn't want to let us know this heter. So the Gemara asks, "My oida cheres hoisa, what is this other heter? How you can take it home on Shabbos not to be over nisur deraisa?" He says, "Only be awesome with the rabbanon, but that's not shver. It's the rabbanon's will makel for their isurim. The rabbanon will makel gave you a heter. You're allowed to carry it in a life, and you're only awesome with the rabbanon. Today you shouldn't come to be over nisur deraisa. But what's the heter with the rabbanon? So the Gemara the answer is moilichoi poches midaldams." There's a heter that midiraisi you're only over nisur if you walk dal damas b'shus rabim. That means you have to pick it up b'shus rabim and walk dal damas and then put it down. What about you pick it up b'shus rabim and only walk 3 amas and then put it down? Midiraisi didn't do anything. Then you pick it up again and walk another 3 amas. Midiraisi again you didn't do anything and you keep on going like that. You keep on walking 3 amas, stop lofush, then go vaitam. So midiraisi you potter. But Vaisai, the Rabbanan held its osir. The Rabbanan said, but the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do this. And the Rabbanan was so machmir in this issam that they didn't even want to tell you this heter. They didn't want to megala this heter for the person that's carrying his wallet home Friday. For the Gemara, why not? Via Maila Rotachom Lagloisa. How come the Chom didn't want to megala this heter? Like, the Chur, it's a good heter. Why didn't they want to tell us? So Drashi, Via Maila Rotachom Lahalim Divrei Torah. How come the Chom wanted to hold back from us son heter at Torah? So the Mar Bishum, the Mishum, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kvoy de Lekim Haster Dover. It's a mole, it's covered for Hashem to hold something back. Kvoy de Malochim Chakor Dover. So Mel Amol, there's a reason the Rabbanim held something back. The Rabbanim see fit to held back even Chedusha Torah, they're allowed to hold it back. For the Gemara, for Hocha Mai Kvoy de Lekim Ika, what was the covered Hashem, like what was so important to hold back this Heter, not to tell us such a Heter to walk, Pochus Pochus and Aldamis? And the Gemara al Dilma Osil Asiyo Dal Damas Meshus Rabim. The Rabbanim did not want you to use this heter, even though midiraisa it's a heter. But the Rabbanim were very machmir on this issa. The Rabbanim did not want you to carry something Meshus Rabim pochus pochus Dal Damas, because it's very shchiyat. They're afraid you'll come to walk straight Dal Damas Meshus Rabim. So therefore, this is the last resort. The Rabbanim didn't want to come on to this heter. Yeah. And Tanya. And in Chlam, this heter tag is not brought down here. The only time we had this heter was brought down before was by Kisvi HaKodesh. If you have Svarim, Loing B'Shus Ram, B'Mokim B'Zoyin, and you're allowed to pick it up and walk with it, Pokus, Pokus, and Dal Damis, if they had to put it in the Mokim Meshumer, it wouldn't be B'Zoyin. There the Rabbanim were Yemekel. I think here also, in Alokha, there's also an Eitzah. If you have no other Eitzah to do, the Maskana, this is the last Eitzah you could do. You could do this Eitzah of walking Pokus, Pokus, and Dal Damis. But it's the last Eitzah, Matkhila, don't do this. Because it's very shver, it's a chomedik yisur, the rabbonim, because it's a big zera, maybe you come to walk straight, dal damas, which is rabbin. So the Gemara, what? Rabbanu will make on that. Tanya, Rav Lez Oimer, Boy Bayoim Git Shuso. On this day when Rabbanu made the Yud Ches Gzeris, Git Shuso means they made a lot of Gzeris. And it was a good thing. Trashi Boy Bayoim Git Shuso. The Yoim Sha'olo Lalias Hananya Ben Chizkiyo. We had this in the first parak. The Gosru Yud Ches Dover. That was the time when they made the Yud Ches Dvorim Yud Ches Gzeris. Vizu Achas Mehen. This is one of the Gzeris that they made then. This din that you're allowed to give your kiss to a goy, boy v'yom gosru. They made the gzera then. Watch loy lechenu pachas pachas al damis. Now on the side you have nobody. On the side you have somebody there. You have a goy with you. Don't carry it yourself home. Pachas pachas, but rather give it to the goy. In yesham nochri. If you have a goy. But if there's no goy and nobody around, then taki could be nekel to carry your wallet home with you. Pachas pachas al damis. Is oisai yoim that day when they made the yud ches devarim yud ches gzeres here bul siag l'torah. They made a lot of gzeres to rabbonim. But me the gedusha, gedusha means when you fill up like wheat, you put into a cup in a circle. When it fills up, it goes on top. It comes to pyramid on top. That's called gedusha. It's sticking up on top. Because they made a lot like overflow. It came up. Gedusha. The yofa modedu laharvas gedav yisrael. He old was very Reb Lez old was very good. They made so many gzeres. It's good to make gzeres for klal yisrael. That day, mochku means you have to smooth it out. Because after you have a pyramid coming up on top, you have to go and wipe them out and smooth it up. Because he holds they made too many gzeres. He made too many gzeres, it's no good already. He'll be mevatel the first gzeres also. So Rashi mochku saw. But me the mechuka mother do boy bayoyim. She hear bo ligza yaisi midari. They made too many gzeres that day. Ve'enecholom lama b'gzeresim. Too much is no good. You can't be mekayim all of them. And since you made too many, is over al divrei Torah. They won't listen to the gzeres, and they'll be over even on Yisri Raisa. Nim says midosim mechukam. By doing that, you're wiping out your midi, like smoothing it out. The poem that's called mechukam. Mitzvifoso. V'toyv hoylem lios midosim tufum. And what about mitchila better just to make a little bit gzeres? But I told you they mechak maruba gutsha, and not to have to smooth it out and wipe away the gzeres. That was Rabbi Yeshua saying. Moratanya, Moshe the Rebbe Lezer, his Moshe was, it was good to make so many Xeris. Lovra Doima Doima, what is this Doima to? What's the Moshe? Lekupa Malaya Kishurim. You have a basket full of cucumbers. Udiluyim. Is all the nice to take a chardum? You could pour inside it now some mustard seeds. Hey, small mustard seeds. Vimachzekis, and it's very good. And since the cucumbers take up a lot of space, a lot of holes in between, so you put in now some mustard seeds, they'll fill up the holes. Very good, Adarabba. Hey, the more gzeres you make, the more you'll be mekayim, the yikad din Torah. Trashi vimachzekis, esachardo fakedal, hope tachardo, shenayful achardo bein hakishuyim. The mustard seeds fall in between the cucumbers. Afkan, yofa tikno vesifu dobra maskayim. The more gzeres you make, the more you'll be mekayim the divrei Torah. It's a very good zach. Thus out of Yeshua. That's how Rabbi Eliezer. By the Moshul, the Rabbi Yeshua, Lama Dover Doimer, what's the Moshul according to Rabbi Yeshua that he holds they made too many gzeres? Doimel Arevim Leva Dvash, like you have a pot full of honey. Noisin Atoichi Reminim Vegoizim, what's going to be if you have a pot of honey full to the top? And now you throw inside it some pomegranates and some nuts. Vimakia, it spits it out. That's what happens to it. Trash Vimakia is a Dvash. By putting in too much now, it's just going to overflow the honey. She Borishan that came there first, it's not so nice. Is now fatal, the same thing these gzeres. Aidei gzerosum, since you made too many gzeres, gormu lavor, you agurm them to be over, nisim adiraisim maybe. Teshema lo yamin es lo yamin, what do you mean? Teshema lo yamin es anochri. Maybe the Yisrael won't trust the guy. Fehem lo yetiru lalicha pochas pochas miyabamis. Is they in a mamid atzumay amamoynoin, viyosla suyadal damis. In other words, what happens now? The Rabbanan said, in the case you're walking with a guy, you should know you have no heter to walk yourself with your money. Pachas, pachas, medal, damas. The Rabbanan said, that's awesome. The only heter you have is to give it to a guy. So he holds that wasn't a good gzerah. Because what's going to be if this guy is a big crook? And you don't trust him. So the Yisrael, for sure, will not give his money to the guy. He'd rather leave it, do something with it, rather give it to the guy. So in such a case where he doesn't trust the guy, what's going to be? Well, should be afraid that the Yisrael himself will come and carry home straight, Dal Damas, B'shus HaRabim. So Melech Yeshua holds, it would have been better if you didn't make this Gezerah. It would have been better if right away you would have let him walk, Pochus, Pochus, with Dal Damas. then we know for sure he wouldn't be over Nisa Deraisam. That would have been better. But now that you're saying you have, when you have a guy with you, you have no heter yourself to carry it. You would have to give it to him. That's not such a good answer. Sometimes people won't want to give it to the guy. Right. Omama. Any minochri, the Mishnah says again, or we learned before in the Braisa, any minochri. Hey, if you don't have any goy, because if there is a goy, the Mishnah says that's the best eitzah. The best eitzah is to give it to the goy, let him carry it home for you. On the tzad there's no goy, then the next eitzah is manichu ala chamor. Put it on top of your donkey, and let him carry it home for you. For the Gemara, the Kasha, for haloi mechamer. The chur, if you put it on top of your chamor, and your chamor carries it home for you, it's like two yisurim now. The chamor is called an issa mechamer. It's called you're doing a malacha with the goy. For Achmona, Omar the Torah says, loy sasa ko malacha ato vehemtecho. Paul says, don't do any malacha, you and your behema. And we darshin, what's called the malacha you're doing with your behema? That's called mechamer. Mechamer means if on your behema there's some bundles. You have some bundles on top of your behemoth, and you call your behemoth. You make your behemoth walk towards you, so you're causing your behemoth to carry something for you. That's Nitzra of Mechamer. So here, what's the Yetzer? To put your kiss, to put your wallet on top of your chamor, and then your chamor carries it home for you. It's a Nitzra Deraisa. You're doing a malacha with your behemoth. So Drashi, V'aloi Mechamer, Manik Chamor Tuna Kori Mechamer. If you lead, you lead your animal that has weight, has some tuna, is carrying some stuff on top of him, that's called mechamer. Rachman Omer, the Torah says, loy sasa ko malocha ato vehemtecho. Now we dashin, v'yezeo stam malocha ho'asuya ayidei shneim. What's called stam malocha that's being done between you and your behemoth together? How do you do malocha together, you and your behemoth? Zuhi, this is the case, she tuna, that the behemoth is carrying some weight on top of him. Vu mechamer, and you're leading it. If you cause your behemoth to move with weight on top of him, that's called mechamer. So here, if you put your kiss on top of your behemoth, it's mamish and issue the reiser. So why does the Mishnah say that's a good eiser? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Ada Bar Rava, menichi oleh kishi maleches. You know what the eiser is? You have to make sure your chamor is moving first. While he's moving, then you put your kiss on top of him. Now the side is that what does it mean the chamor is doing a malacha? The malacha here is the malacha saitso. Now just like a person, when is a person chay from lecha saitso? If you pick something up, you have to make an akira, and then you have to make an anocha. Who was in by a chamor? Hey, so if you put something on top of the chamor, and the chamor stays still, is standing still, then he starts to move because of you, that's considered the chamor is making an akira. And then later, when the chamor stops, it's called the chamor made hanocha. Then you're over the yisra mechamer. It's called the behema did a malacha with you. But let's say here the eitzer is when the chamor is moving. Now go put a chayfas on top of him. The chamor never made an akira. The chamor himself didn't make it, pick it up from the makamunach. He didn't pick it up. You're picking it up. You're picking it up and putting it on top of the chamor. The chamor himself is moving. The same thing by a person. If a person is moving and somebody puts an object on top of the person, there's nothing being done. The person is not making the akira now because the person didn't pick it up from the wakamunach. An akira means first it's resting in a place and you go and pick it up. There's alocha, hanochas, gufay, kanochas, chayfas, dummy. If you're standing still and something is on top of you, or the chamor, if the chamor is standing still and then he starts to move the chamor, it's also considered like he made an akira. Since he was first standing still, obliged like a smunach on the karka, the weight on him is on the ground. Now when he starts to move, it's called he made the akira. But here, if the behemoth is moving, and while he's moving, I put something on top of him, he didn't do any akira. The chamor didn't do any akira, so therefore no malach is being done.
Aren't we talking
this is the eighth. You do this on Friday, okay. You do it while he's moving. You're right, okay, you're right. If you've done it on Friday, you wouldn't need this eighth, you're right. The Chur of this eighth, even to be done on Shabbos also is an eighth. Even if you see when you're walking home now Friday, it's late. It's Shabbos already, you also have this eighth. And you're right. If it's done on Friday before Shabbos, you wouldn't need this eitzah. You could put it on him, and Avi started to move before Shabbos, that would also be the eitzah. But this is an eitzah even for Shabbos itself. Zrashi, menicho leh kishim aleches, leyacha shenekru aleches. after the chamor started to walk, the lava kiri, it's not called nakiri anymore. Kediyama perakama, gabeyatina chaveroi, oichle namashkin. If somebody put on top of you food, kivan the yodim loy mechayibo, since the person now moves, goes out with this, he's potter, chatis. Ki agavna kan mutter. In such a case here, it's mutter. Dochanami malocha ksiv. When the Torah says, don't do a malocha, but the lasasa malocha ato ventachon. Don't do a malocha with your behemah. For ho, lav malochi. Since the behemah is not doing an akira, it's not called a malocha. Vaito. So the answer is, menich aleh kishim aleches. Fred gemor aivu, yevsha de loikaim alahashkin. Mayim. But I call upon him, while he's going, the chamor mastam stops, to be mashed in mayim. Ola hat to glolim, he has to go make. So Mele Vika Kira. Then when he goes weiter, Lechura now, since he was Munach, he rested, when he starts to walk now weiter on Shabbos, he's making an Akira on Shabbos. The Anocha, and later when he starts, he's making an Anocha. Kish, yeah. So Lechura Tshver, how could you be mad at this? Lechura Vaiti being over Nisa Mechamer. The Teretz is, Kishi Maleches Manicholeh. In a Chnam, you have to be alert. You first put your kiss, you first put your wallet on top of the Chamor, when the Chamor is already walking. Kishi Yamedis. And when you see your chamor is about to stop, noit leimenu. Enechnami, you have to take it off him right before he stops. And enechnami, then after he gets finished, matul the glolim, then when he starts moving again, you put it back on top of him. Good. Fred gemori hochi oi bazoi afilu chavero nami. Oi bazoi, what do you have to come on to hetad afkutur chamor for? Such an hecha tim says, mut to do it with your own friend, with another god, with another Yisrael. Have a friend there that let your friend start walking first, and then you put the kiss on top of your friend. So your friend never made an akira. And then before your friend stops, you take it off him. He never made hanocha. So what do you have to come on to a chamor for him? If divorce is just done, there's no issa di raisa. It's only issa di rabbonin. So with your friend, you also have hechatimsa, that there's no issa di raisa. So what do you have to come on to a chamor for? What's the difference to chamor or your own friend? He's both of them, if they make an akira of hanocha, there's an issa di raisa. He's both of them, if they don't do an akira of hanocha, there's no issa di raisa. So what's the mile of your chamor over a friend? And for the Gemara, we're going now, it's awesome. No, we're going now, that was said. Kol zman, there's a guy there, it's awesome to go pokas pokas al damis. The only time you ever had to pokas pokas when there's no other rates and nobody's around. But kol zman, there's a guy, that was one of the yuchas devorim. But kol zman, there's a guy, or a chamor, or somebody else, you're not allowed to walk pokas pokas. If it's after, you have to give it to them. So the shailu is now, my nafkamina, giving on the chamor, put it on somebody else also, on your chavar. And the Gemara, the klal is like this. Amar Papa, kol shebegufoy chayiv chatis v'chaveroy potel avrosa. Something that you yourself would do it. There'll be a chayiv chatis. So giving to your chaver, I'll call upon him as an issim of the rabbonin. So now to give it to your chaver to carry out like this, I'll call upon him as awesome of the rabbonin. Mashenkin kol shechaveroy potel avrosa. Something that you do on your chaver, there's only an issim of the rabbonin v'chamoroy mutl chatchila. That's not kamina. To do this oifen on a chamor, the rabbonin never made xerim chatchila. So that's why it's better to put it on the chamor. There, there's no issim with the rabbonin. Mashenke, to put it on top of your friend. On your friend, there is a kol ponim issim with the rabbonin. So with the rabbonin, that's why you shouldn't do it. That's why it's better to put it on top of the chamor than to put it on top of your friend. Right. Omer Rav Ada Barava, hoisa chavilosoi munochos lo yak seifoi. Let's say somebody is carrying. He has chavilosoi, all his bundles is on top of him. So Drashi. Somebody's walking Friday home and he has a lot of bundles on his shoulders. The kiddush olav hayoyim. And while he's walking, he didn't realize that it became Shabbos. What's the eitzah now? There's an eitzah of rots tachteo ashimigila beisim. He should start running right now and run home. That's the eitzah. Drashi rots tachteo means v'chol kamad loyomad lofush. Kozman, he didn't stop to rest. Ain't kind akira liyisa. There's no iser akira. Samel, the eitzah is continue walking and run home. The Gemara says, Dafka Rot, they're only makel if you run. Avo koli koli, if you're going to walk normal, loy. To walk home normally, the Rabbanon weren't makel. Why? My time on. Kivan les lehe kera, osil never akira vanochem. We're afraid if you're going to walk home normal, we're afraid when you're walking home, you'll forget, and you'll stop on the derech, and then if you stop for a second, so when you start walking again, you're making an akira, that'll be an issue to write some. Mashenka, if the hefter is only when you're running, so you're going to have a heker that it's Shabbos now, I'm not allowed to stop, so we're not afraid you'll stop, you'll run straight home. Trashi koli koli mat mat kleime benachas. To walk home normal, that's awesome. It's only mutter to run. For the Gemara, kol ponim soif soif. Even you're telling me he could run now, is of a kimotla beisoy, where he's going to reach his house, Iyev should loy koi purto. He's going to have to first, like, to open the door, take out the keys, and open the door, he's going to have to first stop. O komayo mirshus rab mirshus yochid. So when he stops in front of his house, he's like going to be taking it in. When he stops in the outside, it's called he stopped in Rishus Rabin. So he made like an Akira. Now when he picks himself up and goes inside his house, it's called an Akira from Rishus Rabin, bringing the Chayfas into Rishus Yochid. So that should be Yosser. So what's the answer to run home? How does he get inside his house though? The Teretz is like Gemara, the Zorak like Lachayan. For this, the Rabbana will make all, if when you get home, right before you reach your door, before you stop, don't stop first to open up the door, but the Yetzer is Zorakle, throw it off you Kalachayad, which is only Nisim of the Rabbanan, you're doing with the Shinui, so while you're doing with the Shinui, here the Rabbanan will make it. So Drashi, Lemevet Akira Vanocha, Kloimar, the Zimnin the Koi Valabadaitoi, Avrot Hekere Iko. That's why the Rabbanan said only you're allowed to do it if you run, but without running you're not allowed to. Kalachayad, Shaloi Kedera Zrika, the Yetzer is throw it off you Kalachayad. Throw it off your back, backwards though. Hey, normally you take something off your back, you take it off you and you put it down. If you take it off, that's the eighth Rabbon will make all, since you're in your case here. So the Rabbon will make all to throw it off. Now, Lamais, what the Bisna Gator is, this is the eighth to usually tell you to do if you find yourself walking out to something in the streets on Shabbos. And you're walking down the street and you realize you have something in your pocket. Famous Shiloh, what should you do? So some say the best answer is to walk, if you didn't stop yet, you left your house, and you walked outside, and you didn't stop anywhere yet, the best answer would be is walk straight home again, without stopping. Because if you never stopped outside, so b'chal you didn't do anything. Like the first Akira from your house was to go outside, but you didn't stop anywhere outside, you came right back in again, that's the way it'd be mevatel, the first Akira. But I'm all that's a shver eitzer, because you can never tell, maybe while you're walking home, you're going to have a red light, you're going to forget and have to stop, and once you stop 1 second, you're finished. That's called you made Akira then. So the other eitzer is to look for Mokum Ptur. Put it down on the Mokum Ptur, that would also be an eitzer.
Fire hydrant?
If it's 10 tefachim off the ground, it has to be at least 40 inches off the ground. Because it's a shal in a karmelis, a shal of Mokum Ptur in a karmelis, if it's less than dalet than you tefachim, it's bot to the karmelis. But the other race, it's not so easy to find the Mokum Ptur. If you find the Mokum Ptur in a chlami, put it there. The other race, there is our Gemara here. The other race, if you find you have something in the pocket, throw it out of your pocket, kalachiyad. That's another race. But inside here, like just empty out your pocket like this, do a kalachiyad, do some type of machinery that the chayf which you fall out of your pocket. Like this eitzah of the Gemara here. That's another eitzah. When you stop, Rabban will make you, will make all for you to throw it out, kalachayat.
But it's throw a chashim like keys.
So?
So then you have to rely, and Mustafa, you have to get the stuff, then you have to go kachos, kachos, and dalar amas.
Not talking about that now. Not.
No, I'm telling you, on Shabbos you're walking, you still have your wallet in your pocket.
So you don't have any heter for that. There's only bazundra heter here, l'chur, for Misha Hechshech. I don't know about on Shabbos today, but set. I'm not sure. For on Shabbos, good, you have to set. Right. If somebody is mechamer after his behemer on Shabbos, you should know b'shogeg chayiv chatis b'nezid chayiv skila. We don't hold like this. Rami Bachom holds that's mamash and isid iraisa that you chayiv skila for. He says it's a chomadik isra on Shabbos. If you do malach with your behemer, in the case where your behemer is carrying something and he's resting, and you make him move now, you make him make the akira and the anoche b'shus rabin, you chayiv skila. My timer or my rovah the yomakor. The pasuk says loisaso kol malacho ato vehemtecho is behemtoy dumya dididay. Your behemer dumya like you. But the same way you do a malach on Shabbos, you chayiv skila. Who was in if you do a malach with your behemer? Mahu, just like if you do a malach. Who was in when your person does a malacha with his behemah? That's the way you do a malacha with your behemah, by you calling the behemah, you make the behemah make the akira nanocha. Is nami, b'shoigi chayiv chatis, b'mezid chayiv skilo. That imamish chayiv skilo if you do a b'mezid. Omar Rava says, stay true with Bedov, I have two kashas on you. Chod, the Torah says, Ichsiv, Torah achas yulachem, lasois loisei bishkogo, va'nefesh ashatasa biyad romo. This is the passage that says by Avoy Dezorah, that if you do a chet, Avoy Dezorah, v'shoigig, yichai v'korban. We had before, hukshu kol ha-Torah kula, le'avoy Dezorah. The whole Torah is hukush to halachas of Avoy Dezorah. Ma Avoy Dezorah, the yavid ma'isa begufoy, that you yourself deemed Avoy Dezorah, you did a ma'isa begufoy. That's when yichai chatis. Hochinami, who would din on Shabbos to say Chayiv Chatzis as the Yovid Meister Begufin? It's only if you yourself did a melacha. Over here, you didn't do the melacha, just you caused the goat, you caused your behemoth to do a melacha. For that, you wouldn't be chayiv a korban. For Yoytzanan, also we learned, Hamachalas a Shabbos, Vedovish a Chayovim, Ashidros a Chatzis, Vyazdoin a Skila. This last Gemara again, just on Kufnun Gimlam Amid Beis. The Hemshech really the Gemara. Again, from Omer Rami Bachom. Ha Mechamer Acha Behem Tzei B'Shabbos. If you're over the Yisra Mechamer, that means you do Malacha, you and your Behemah together. That means your Behemah has some weight on top of it. And now on Shabbos, you cause it to move. You whistle to it. And it comes because of your Kol. So it's called you're causing the animal to do a Malacha. So you Chayiv. He learns, B'Shoigir Chayiv Chatzis, B'Meizir Chayiv Skilam. If a Yisrael does it, B'Meizir is Chayiv Skilam. For the more of my time, on my Rabbah, the Yom HaKroh, Le'isasa Kom Loch, Atu Behem Tuchoh. The Pasuk says, you and your Behemah, is Behem Toi Dum Yudid Yidei. When you do a Malach with your Behemah, it's the same way you do a Malach by yourself. Mahu, just like if a Yisrael himself, does one of the Lamates Malachis, Chayiv B'Shoigir, his Chayiv Chatzis, B'Meizir Chayiv Skilam, is af behemtoy, the same thing if you do a malacha with your behemah, that's the yisra mechamer, that you're working with the behemah, nami the same halacha. B'shoigeg chayiv chatzis, b'meizig chayiv skila. That's Rami Bachomet halacha. So tomorrow, Omar Rava, shtei tshuvas bedover. On your chiddush, I have two kashas on your chiddush. Chodo, one is the chsiv, the pasuk says, the chsiv, where do we learn out the chal, there's a chiv to bring a chatzis? If you do a nazera b'shoigeg, you have to bring a chatzis. We learn it out from the chet of Avodah Zorah. The pasuk says, "Torah achas yilachem loyose pishkogo v'yanefesh hashatase biyad roma." This is the pasuk by Avodah Zorah. So we say, "Hukshu kol haTorah kula l'Avodah Zorah." All the chiyuvim, all the averis, are doima to the aver of Avodah Zorah. Ma Avodah Zorah the yovid ma'aser begufei. Just like by Avodah Zorah, where you chayiv chatis, if you do a ma'aser yourself, the Yisrael himself worships the Avodah Zorah. Is hachinami who adin by chilul Shabbos. And the yovid ma'aser begufei. It's only if you do a malacha by yourself, the Yisrael himself does the malacha. Then you chayiv chatis. Mashenkin here really is called the behemah doing the malacha. You're just causing the behemah to move. The behemah has the weight on top of him. The behemah now is making the akira nanocha. You're whistling. You're causing him. It's not called you're doing the malacha yourself. You're doing the malacha with the animals. So in this case, you're potter from a chatis. So that's one kashan. You should be potter from a chatis. The Yoid, another kasha. Tanan, we learned, there's a Mishnah in it's Gemara in Sanhedrin that says there, Hamachalas HaShabbos. If somebody's Machal Shabbos, Bidova Shechayovim, with something that Yechayiv Ashirgos HaChatis, if you do this Malacha B'Shoigi Yechayiv Chatis, V'Yazdoin HaSkilom. And if you do this Avera, B'Meizid Yechayiv Skilom. So it's a Diyak Mechlal, Diyak Amidi, there is such a thing, Diyain Chayovim Ashirgos HaChatis, V'Lo Yazdoin HaSkilom. There's such a Chilu Shabbos, you're doing an Avera on Shabbos, but you don't have any Chayovim Skilo or Yechayiv Chatis. So Chura, my Ninu, what should be the case that you're not Chayiv Skilom or Chatis? On the Lamed Tes Melachis, we know you are Chayiv Chatis and Skilom. So the moral law of the Mechamer, the Chura means the law of the Mechamer, that you're working with the animal. So it's not Mamish or Lamed Tes Melachis because you're not doing the Melachis yourself. You're only causing the animal to carry. So in such a case, you're not Chayiv Skilom and you're not Chayiv Chatis. So this is a Kasha and Rami Bachom. So the Gemara, this wouldn't be such a kasha. I tell you, Tchumin, the last din that's mashma, there is such a chilul Shabbos that you have no chiyuv skilo, chiyuv chatis. That's going if you're over the issa Tchumin. If you leave with the Rebbe Kiva, the Rebbe Kiva holds is an issa diraisa to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. If you walk outside your Tchum, according to Rebbe Kiva, you're not chayiv chatis or you're not chayiv skilo. But maybe mechamer could be like Rami Lachama says that if you mechamer on Shabbos, you're chayiv skilo and chayiv chatis. Right, another case could be v'havor alibud Rav Yosi. If you make a fire on Shabbos alibud Rav Yosi, the Rav Yosi shita is l'lav yotis. He holds that there was lamates melachas, and the Torah says specially satloi savaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem. Why does the Torah say specially loy savaru esh? Don't make an esh. Is to tell us that it's a lav. That's Rav Yosi shita. That if you make a fire on Shabbos, you're not over lamates melachas. One of the lamates melachas, you don't get skilo or you don't get chatis. No, it's only a lav v'yalma. Talibud Rabbi Yosi, this brisa can mean that there are certain things like lamed tesem lachas which you chayiv skilum. Blafukei, if you just make a fire, according to Rabbi Yosi, you're potter from skila, potter from chatas.
So